Now, Curissa is a piece for children, which combines dance, projections, music and animation to create a space where things may not be as they appear. It's loosely based around themes from Alice in Wonderland.
Creators Yael Flexer and Nick Sandiland and Norwegian company Dibwick Dance have created this piece for 3 to 6-year-olds, which runs at the Breitholm Centre from this Friday all over the weekend through to Monday. I went to meet Yael and Nick to find out about Curissa.
I'm Yael Flexer, this is Nick Sandiland, and we're Flexer in Sandiland, and the piece we're going to present is Curissa, and it's a work for children from the age of 3 onwards and their parents or carers.
I'm working with Yael, and we're also working with a company called Dibwick Dance, who specialise in children's performances, and it's a new venture for us. So we've created an immersive environment, a big projection screen that audiences go into, so there's no separate stage, the audiences are in the stage or on the stage. The piece is a very large projection screen that we go into, and we're surrounded by a large environment that, or a number of environments that we travel through. It's loosely inspired by Alice in Wonderland, not by the characters, but the idea of big and small, and relating this to the child and the parents, and acknowledging that little obvious but sometimes overlooked aspect of relationship between the two. And so they go into this very big environment, and sometimes it shrinks down to a very small environment. They also have a series of interactive bowls that they hold that also have video inside them. There are characters, two performers who take you through the show, and also animated characters that accompany them as they go through. And these characters and performers sometimes appear live, sometimes appear on the screens, and they slip between one screen and the other. So you might have a large giant appear suddenly on the big screen, and they might shrink or slip slowly into the little bowls that the children hold. So they move from one place to another. So it's very is a sort of a surrounding and immersive environment that we're placing people in.
It sounds technically challenging. I mean, having the live choreography, having the children actually there with the dancers, the digital projections, the text, the audio. What kind of logistical headache is it putting it on in the Breitholm Centre?
It's been okay so far. I mean, it's a sort of set that can go in any space that's big enough. So in that sense, we're self-contained. And I think it is interesting to combine all those different elements, and that was part of the process. But the performers are really adept at working with children. They certainly, the Norwegian performer only performs to sort of children, babies, families, so she's really accustomed to having the kids suddenly get up and join in. And the show is built in a way that it invites those children and the parents, if they want to get up and dance and intervene in the show, and the technology is really helpful in kind of making you, as Nick said, immersed in the experience. So you might be underwater or you might be underground, and you just feel those environments. But at the same time, the sort of bowls that we have mean that the attention of the kids is always taken to different places. So they're never bored. And there's a really good balance between getting up and moving and then just following the performers and being really focused on seeing dance, which for most of those children, that's the first time they've seen anyone maybe move in that way. And then having those bowls that you have that intimate space, and certainly the kids really respond well to the animation, and they might shout out what they see. And the show's really built for that. It's really open for that interpretation.
Yeah, because people aren't put on stage. They're in the stage. They there's no sort of boundary there. So yeah, a lot of children sometimes sit and just take everything in and quite quiet, but they're playful at the same time. Others join in a lot more, and they, as Yael says, they join in and shout and run around, and that's all part of it. So it is the dexterity of the performers who really embrace this and take each performance as a different event, really, and it becomes its own personality.
Much of your work revolves around people's relationships with each other or the performer's relationship to the viewer. Are there those additional layers and subtext within this piece, or is it just for fun?
I would say it's the same. I think where it started from is that obviously we are parents, and we were kind of interested in the fact that what we do at home, dancing with our children, doesn't necessarily happen in other homes. And so it's about creating that intimate space where you can be together, you can just be in your body. So I think the setup is very similar to other immersive works that we might have made for adults, in that you can just kind of breathe a little bit, and there's these beautiful cushions who just allow you to kind of recline and be in your body. So there's that very personal feeling about it.
Yeah.
You do a lot of work nationally and you have international collaborations. Is there a buzz in playing a hometown gig in the Brighton Festival for you?
It's really exciting to be at home, to play at home, and to have kind of our son's friends join in and come to see the show and some other. Yeah, so I think it means more when you're at home. It means everywhere and every show is important, but I think it's always a delight to see people that you know personally kind of experience it. Yeah.
It's very nice to be home, I must say. I think it's about the third time we've done Brighton Festival, and it's a joy, really, just popping down the road and we've got this show happening. Yeah.
Yael Flexer and Nick Sanderland talking about Curiouser. That's at the Brighthelm Centre from Friday through Monday, and there's three performances on a day. And I think it sounds like it might be just as much fun for the adults as the kids, actually. Sounds great. It sounds really good.
I get jealous of some of the children's show listings, not having a little kiddie around readily accessible to snatch and take along as a justification for being there enjoying it myself.
Yeah.